This is Adam for Raw 12:51 AM. I'm here with Rat Boy. So I'm guessing, are you Rat Boy or are you the whole band Rat Boy?
Well, you're Superstar DJ,
yeah.
And I'm Jordan. But it's just this collective, man.
Okay. So this is the last show, isn't it, of your tour?
Yeah, last show of the tour, but we're playing BBC Six Festival in Bristol tomorrow. Big up.
You excited for that?
Yeah, really excited. It's
I'm from Bristol. I'm sad I'm not going to be there, though.
Oh, why are you not going to be there?
Because I'm at uni, so that's my hometown, though.
You can just
give it some love.
With us.
Yeah, right. We'll do that. So where did Rat Boy come from initially?
Well, I was called it as a kid in primary school when I was about 10 years old. And the girlfriend I had at the time just couldn't deal with me being called Rat Boy, so she dumped me.
Oh.
And it's just been... And then when I was 17, I made a mixtape and I was like, I need a name.
Decided Rat Boy.
Turn into a positive.
So what did, what made you decide to start making, music?
Just enjoy being creative, man.
Yeah.
Like doing art and music and painting.
There's a lot of painting on your Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
I see. And it just looks like a load of fun on your Twitter and Instagram. Is there a lot of hard work as well with this, or?
The van journey's a hard work because, our old van, we've got a new van today because the old van died.
Pick up Tiger Tools.
It was just we got really ill. I've been given steroids and antibiotics just because of how cold the van was, and I got really bad asthma from it.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
You don't want that in a van.
No, it's not.
You're doing a lot of festivals this year, I've seen. What are you most excited for the festival season?
The one we can't say yet. Yeah, I am, mate.
No. R&L was going to be pretty good. Redden and Leeds
is going to be lit. We're going to get some crazy happening, you know, get some parties going.
Is it weird seeing your name up there with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff? How strange is it?
I'm surprised they're above us, to be honest, but it's proper sick.
It was weird seeing the first release, first five bands. That was really weird.
Yeah, because you were in the first five, weren't you?
Yeah.
It was weird last year, when we was on the poster, I was like, whoa. We got booked for that after our first gig, and we got told before we went on that the Reading and Leeds guys, who book it, are here, and just made us 10 times more nervous. Then Noah stopped the song halfway through the samples.
I didn't put samples on my kick and snare, didn't plug anything in, stopped the song halfway
went
through.
Went missing.
I was having a drink with Harry, Lloyd-Jones, and then,
Does Harry, Noah's trying to f*** things up.
Yeah.
But we got through it.
Imagine, we could have been playing a better stage last year if we
are you playing a bigger stage this year, or?
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Probably. Where'd you get the ideas for your songs?
I just take a little book around or an iPhone, and I'll show you it.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you've got a proper organised book. Before,
got some prop.
His book was bits of paper and
in a suitcase,
and they're gaffer taped together. And you just go for it. It was really bad, but it's
I got all my little books for me.
Oh wow!
And these are all my little album ideas.
It's lovely.
Last night when we were drinking, I just ripped a load of pages out and gave them to people.
No.
Well, you've lost songs.
They weren't genius
hits.
Ideas.
Hits. Hits.
You've given away millions.
Oh well. I just write some more.
That's quite cool. Have you got a favourite song to perform live?
I really like doing Move and this new one called Turnaround, mate. Yeah, they're fun. Or Fake IDs has got a great vibe, man. Everyone goes a little bit wacky.
Sounds awesome. So you've any gig that you played, what's the coolest thing that's happened so far?
Heaven was sick. Last time at Heaven, they threatened to arrest me and I wasn't allowed to go outside or anything. And
really? Why?
Everyone just went on the stage, went past all the security, and then I wasn't allowed to be seen because I was inciting this, apparently. I did go like that.
So on the last song, everyone came up and then we all got taken off stage and then we weren't allowed back on stage.
Yeah, I went to walk back on stage after that happened, it all died down. I just couldn't get on stage. It was just full of people running backstage and stuff.
Yeah, and there was everyone literally fooled the whole stage.
Yeah,
it was
so funny.
And they just stood there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, just
minutes.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
That was the most
fun.
Sounds
so cool though.
It was well fun.
So kind of based on that, what from your experience, what makes a good audience?
People going mental, man. I love it when people come on the stage and pull me off the mic, and just ruin the song. It's just fun. I love that. And just people having a good time, man. If you're having a good time, we're having a good time.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, this one's a bit weird, so bear with. Snog, marry, avoid. Block Party, Drenge, Bugsy Malone.
I have snogged someone in Drenge.
Okay, let's cross that off the list.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh yeah, Rob from Drenge, I'll probably do all of them with.
I wouldn't want to kill Bugsy Malone because he's big, like, but so I'd marry him and I'd kill Block Party. Sorry, Block Party. What about you?
I'd marry Bugsy. Actually, I wouldn't be able to kill any of them. Maybe.
Well, I mean, let's change it to avoid. Is that easier?
To be fair, I sat at Block Party in the street the other day. They avoided me.
No.
It was two of them. They definitely didn't see me.
Are you not like super best friends because you're like on tour together?
Apparently not.
Oh, man.
There's Block Party. Right. Get in your helicopter.
We can say this now because it's the last episode.
No, they're really nice. Like, it's just, we're pranking.
Okay. This is another weird one. So you're Rat Boy, right? It sounds like a superhero name. Who's Rat Man? Who would you most like to fight crime with in the world?
My dad.
Your
my
dad?
He can build anything out of metal.
You can actually. yeah, it's your birthday soon, isn't it? 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I googled it. Yeah. I hope that's not weird. Number one, what are you planning for it? And two, am I invited?
I'm going to sit in my room and make some music. Because I've been on tour and just want to, you know, vibe it up.
See, I'm just imagining some like massive blowout, but is that not?
And like last year, I wrote a song on my birthday, just like everyone ignored my calls in the day.
Follow up question 3: did you find his birthday on Wikipedia?
Yeah, is that wrong?
That is weird.
That is weird.
That is weird.
Is that weird being on Wikipedia?
Yeah, it is. Like, it took me ages to write it as well. I went on there and it, like, the Wikipedia was so wrong, and I was
really?
Like, I'm just not going to look at this anymore. It's just cringing me out. Yeah.
Do you find it strange, like, being...
I'm 42, apparently.
What? No. Do you find it strange being, like, recognising the street and stuff, like, being semi-famous?
Yeah, that's really weird. I got, like, semi-famous?
Well, I mean... famous. Totally famous.
Superstar DJs.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, it's weird.
It's weird, okay.
It's really bizarre.
All right, what's near future for Rat Boy? What can we expect?
Tour in April, May time. In August, the album should be coming out. It's called Scum. And we're just going to like release like 2-3 more singles before that, maybe 2. I've got to write some songs.
Fair.
Yeah. What are you expecting from this?
What are you up to?
In the future?
What am I up to?
What are you doing later?
Tonight?
Yeah. Apparently, we're playing a house party.
Yeah, I heard rumours about this, actually.
But we've done all the going on. Apparently, there's no house.
You should find a house.
Have you got a house?
We've got a Warwick Uni. Come to Warwick Uni.
Yeah.
Have you got any advice for young people looking to do the same kind of thing as you?
You know, just if you want it, go for it. Every day, man. Just like emails and just giving your mixtapes out. Just put your heart into it.
That was beautiful. Final question. Favourite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Yeah.
All right.
What did you eat last night?
I had a wrap and it was horrible. Like, I didn't eat it, but I had some chips with barbecue sauce on. What did you eat last night, Noah? I saw what you ate last night. It was everywhere.
I didn't throw it last night.
No, but it was just all over your face.
I had a chicken burger, which is horrible. But then I had some chips, but I put the barbecue sauce in it, but there's so much barbecue sauce that I couldn't get a chip without getting barbecue sauce everywhere. So
I hate it when they do that. I throw it in the corner. Yeah. No one wants it all over the chips.
It's stupid. So, like, I'd pick one up, do that, and it'd be all over my face, so I'd just throw them away.
And what else did you do last night? With a bottle of water? In a hotel? Instead of drinking water out of a tap, there's a bottle of water for £3.50 in your hotel room, and he drank it, and there was a tap next to the bottles of water.
Bro.
And you know what he did? To try and get away with it, he refilled it with tap water, tried, like, sealing it.
Did it work?
No.
Has it not worked?
No.
£3.50 coming out of your paycheck.
No, I'll give it to him, man.
Yeah, see about that. And I did that bit.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
We'll be there as well, so
thank you very
look
much.
Out for it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.